Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It's really good to talk to you because you're going to talk to us about fast and easy snack hacks. But before I do that, tell everybody who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Bonnie Taub Dix. I'm a dietitian, and my book is called Read It Before You Eat It, Taking You From Label to Table. I try to give very realistic tips, and no, I give guidance without gimmicks. And you could find me at Bonnie Taub Dix on Instagram or my website at betterthandieting.com.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the book, and congratulations on that. If you would you share some of your wonderful easy snack hacks and breakfast ideas for the family?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to breakfast, a lot of people say that they don't have it because they don't have time. And time is not an excuse when you could stock your fridge, freezer, and pantry well and always have food at your fingertips. And when it comes to snacks, snacks are kind of like mini breakfasts. I call snacks mini meals, so that if you have this combo of protein, carbohydrate, and fat, and you think of those as like the three legs of a stool, always supporting each other, then you'll know how to throw easy meals and snacks together. For example, an easy breakfast could be toasting a whole grain waffle, put a spread of nut butter, and then put some sliced strawberries on top of that. And you have that fabulous trifecta of protein, carbohydrate, and fat.
And it sounds like it tastes good too.
It's so good. Well, you know, we know that taste rules when it comes to why we pick what we pick, but
Sure.
I always love food that tastes good, but also that makes me, you know, look and feel my best, and the same for my kids. So when you pick foods that do what I call multitasking, meaning that the food tastes good, but it also provides so many good value, good nutrients at once, like California strawberries, for example. So we know that only eight strawberries provide enough vitamin C for the day, plus fiber and potassium. And those are two nutrients that the majority of us are not getting enough of, plus folate, plus antioxidants. And nowadays, vitamin C is particularly important for us to make sure that we're getting, because vitamin C helps to support a healthy immune system.
Right. Things have changed, so this is even more important that we make sure the whole family's getting everything they need to stay healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, whether you're staying home or leaving your home, you want to be sure that you're energized and fueled. And these are very unsettling times and a lot that we can't predict. But what we're sure of is that when you fuel your body properly, then you're going to be feeling more energized. You'll be able to think better. You'll just feel better overall. And isn't that what we all kind of search for?
Yeah. Well, do you have some ideas for smoothies that we can make ahead of time?
Absolutely. And the beauty of a smoothie is that you actually could throw all of these ingredients into the belly of your blender the night before, stick it in your fridge, and the next day literally make breakfast in seconds. You could just throw a straw in there and you're done. So you could put in there some sort of liquid, which could be even Greek yogurt or your favorite type of milk or milk alternative. You could use almond butter or peanut butter or sunflower butter for protein and healthy fat, chia seeds, and then, of course, your favorite fruits and veggies like strawberries or banana. You could throw spinach in there. And it's a great way to get a variety of fruits and vegetables, because the overarching taste might be strawberries or banana, but you could fit lots of veggies in there too.
I love that. And it's such a great idea for people on the go. Do it ahead. Just makes it easier. What are some unexpected items from our refrigerator and freezer that are going to help us ramp up our snack game?
I think what's been unexpected is having leftovers for breakfast.
Yeah.
More than ever now, people are cooking, which to me is one of the only silver linings that have come of this is that people who didn't realize that they could cook or that it doesn't have to be so difficult to cook are actually throwing meals and snacks together. And it's also bringing the family together. So sometimes they're putting together these meals that took an effort. They don't want them to go to waste. And the next day, they look pretty good for breakfast. So I think that that's been a big surprise. But there are so many things that you could create, even putting yogurt and strawberries, for example, into ice pop molds and having ice pops, that has more value than just a regular ice pop that would just be, you know, sugary. And by the way, frozen strawberries have the same wholesome goodness as fresh. So if you're buying a lot of strawberries, you could either freeze them yourself or even just shopping the frozen food aisle, which, by the way, has seen a lot more traffic these days, frozen fruit foods and canned foods, because we know that they could be at our fingertips at home more often than we used to rely on them before.
And I agree with you. One of the silver linings definitely is people are cooking and they're sharing their recipes. And I feel like that's a special memory that people need to cherish during this time.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I'm from New York, so back in March, we were really on super lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran out of jam. So I looked in my freezer and I saw that I had frozen strawberries, frozen cherries, and I had chia seeds. So I made my own cherry berry jam.
Oh.
And then because everybody's baking now, then I made a cherry berry banana bread. And both of these are on my website at betterthandieting.com.
Ooh.
But the strawberries and cherries, they add natural sweetness so that in most cases you don't even have to add any sugar. And it really is delicious.
I love that. Well, what are the best ways to incorporate lots of fresh seasonal fruits throughout our day?
I think it's just being open to exploring them in different ways. As I mentioned, in breakfast, strawberries could top your breakfast cereal. For lunch, you could actually have them as a side snack or put them on a salad with a balsamic glaze. It's delicious. A lot of people don't think about strawberries on salad, but it's such a refreshing taste. And in dinner, you could wind up making something like a strawberry cobbler, just sprinkle a little granola on top and bake it in the oven, and you can have that for dessert. Or as a snack, it's just so easy to have strawberries with nut butter on top of a waffle. So these are just ways that you could incorporate them in different meals. Maybe thinking a little bit outside of the way you normally might use fruits and veggies, but it's so delicious and so good for you.
I love this. Bonnie, tell everybody the name of your book again.
My book is called Read It Before You Eat It, Taking You From Label to Table, and it's on Amazon. And you could find me on Instagram at Bonnie Tabdix. My website's betterthandieting.com, and please check out californiastrawberries.com for amazing recipes using strawberries.
Well, thank you. You've energized me to try some new stuff, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.